Mike Rowe here with a few thoughts on my favorite sweatshirt, a classic zip-up hoodie that used to be navy blue but has since faded to what the fashionistas call a distressed indigo. It's 13 years old, soft as a flannel bathrobe, and after a few hundred dirty jobs, demonstrably and undeniably indestructible. This is the kind of sweatshirt girlfriends like to permanently borrow, but I've held on to this one because I got it from American Giant. American Giant makes all their stuff right here in the USA so they can control every link in their own supply chain. That matters, because when you buy American Giant, you not only get great quality, you create jobs for people in factory towns all over the country. No pressure, but if you give a damn about the business of making things in America, you got to support the companies who are doing it right. Go to American-Giant.com/Mike to get 20% off your first order. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Okay, we're recording. This is the on the fly, in the middle of nowhere, vacation special for the Ozark Howler, right? Is that a good way to title it?
Yes, I guess. I don't know. I mean,
how's vacation? I haven't got to talk to you since we had our big interview with Zeb Hogan. Yeah, Zeb Hook.
You know, right. I sent you that picture. I sent you some pictures in the high desert, and you said beautiful.
Yeah, it's right? Beautiful. Yeah.
And when it rung beautiful, I was able to answer that text because I was sitting there watching the tow strap between my one owner. You know, in 2018, I bought a brand new Polaris four-wheeler for myself, and I have babied this thing. I'm going to tell you how much I babied this thing. It wouldn't start. I had it about 9 months. It wouldn't start, and I probably had it 6 months. And it wouldn't start way back in 2000, fall. I bought it in fall of 2018, either the winter or spring way, it wouldn't start. So I winched it on my trailer and I brought it down to the dealership and I said, fine piece of Japanese equipment, won't start. And they proceeded to tell me it was made in Minnesota. And I said, that's probably why the damn thing won't start. And service guy calls me the next day and says, hey, you don't drive this much, do you? And I said, I don't know how many miles he got on. He said 114 in 6 months. And I said, well, then you knew the answer to your question then, didn't you? No, I do not drive it that much. He said, well, that's the problem. You're not driving enough and you don't get it hot enough to burn the carbon off the plug. So what do you do with it? And I said, well, I haul a couple of deer out of the woods maybe and ride up to get my mail. I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't do anything with it for extended periods of time because I've got two pickup trucks. And two other four wheelers at that time, and a dirt bike, and I don't know what's it matter. You know, that's like saying, I mean, have you ever heard such an animal? Okay, so that has been my. So I've made it a point. So now 4 years on, it's got what?
I mean, the problems you have, man. That's just tough.
Yes. So anyway, I let my cousin's child. He's 14, the same age as my boy, ride it today out here in the desert. And he's supposed to meet us at a place, and he doesn't show up.
Uh-oh.
So we start driving back to get him. I mean, to see, is he lost? You know, what's going on? And and we're seeing him walk. And out of all the equipment we've got, you know, the mean green machine has never let anybody, you know, other than the fact, if you start it, it'll never quit. You know what I mean? It's fuel injected. It's just, anyway, he says, I don't know. It's, it got so hot, it's smoking. It's over the hill, in the middle of the hill, it got hot and it was smoking. And I had to shut it off because I was afraid it was going to burn up. So, roll over the hill, and sure enough, there's my beautiful one owner, 985 miles of what it's gotten after 4 years.
Holy smokes, you really took to heart what he said, huh?
So, well, I mean, let the kids drive a little bit or whatever. So, it'll be 5 years old this spring in a few months, and it's got 900 and some miles on it. So, I don't know, whatever that ends up being, okay? So, I had to horse it around, and true little kid fashion, the first thing he does is jump in his grandpa's razor, and he's done with it. You know what I mean? Like, screw it. On to the next ride. You know what I mean? So there's me, his grandpa, and of course my boy's down at the bottom of the hill, you know, just shaking his head at just what a family he was born into. And we got it turned around, and it was, and I guess it was the belt out of it. But anyway, we got it. So I had to tow it 16 miles home, and you haven't ridden. I mean, you haven't been alive since you went 16 miles on a yellow toe strap in the Arizona desert. You know, I felt like Rommel. You ever seen Rommel in the desert? Thank goodness I brought my aunt offered me a pair of goggles when we left this morning. A pair of gloves. Of course, none of the gloves fit because my hands are so big. But she had a pair of them, like, you know, them glove liners that are white, like white cotton, you know, just like a knit. Whatever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. So I took them, and I took this pair of Ho Chi Minh looking goggles, and I loved every bit of it because it was a dust storm. Pulled me out to the county gravel road right by Oakland, Arizona. So any of you people Google up Oakland, Arizona, you can see where I'm at. And it was dusty until it started raining. And rain in Arizona ain't like rain in Ohio. Well,
I was going to say, does it rain in the desert very much at all? It's
the rainy season. No. But the wind was blowing 40 miles an hour from the one end. It was hitting me in the face. And because I'd lost my hat up on the highway prior to this, we pulled out of the subdivision. You're not supposed to, kids less than 16. Ain't supposed to drive ATVs on the road. At less than 18, you got to have a helmet. There's all these rules, right? So I got my 14-year-old boy. It's 6 foot one, 195 pounds, and got a goatee that make Joe Dirt look like a Kojak. And I said, we got to get him gas. He's driving for you four-wheeler guys, he's driving a new Raptor 700, Yamaha Raptor 700. So we look like adults riding. So we said, this is the deal. We're going to ride up here. My uncle's in the front. We got an old man and a razor in front of us, an old man and a razor behind us, and then us, you know, me and then two 14-year-olds on board. So we go up this gas station at the end of the block, and it had little yellow slips on all the gas pumps, right? You can't get gas. So the next gas station is 3 miles down the parkway. When I said down the parkway, I'm talking four lanes, two lanes each direction with a turn lane in the middle, right? So it's a five-lane major.
Oh, gosh.
Major deal. It's okay for the Razors because they're registered in Arizona. These guys got their stuff straight. Now, my four-wheelers are registered in Missouri, but it's probably not completely 100%. I hate to use the term legal, but legal, okay? So, but I tell my boy is a big-time rule follower, right? We get on the phone, we tell him, hey, you just act 16 and be between us. You know what I mean? And we go about halfway down the parkway, and there's a construction zone, so two lanes go to one. And right down in the middle, I can see, because I'm, you know, when I drive, I'm driving a mile ahead, right? I'm looking way down the road, and I can see red and blue lights flashing. It's a cop car. And I go, oh, God, is he working in the construction zone? What's he doing? But, you know, first of all, if he pulls me over, I'm going to plead ignorant. You know what I mean? I'm just old hillbilly from Ozark. I don't even know where I'm at, you know what I mean? I just escaped
from the VA
medical facility up here. Yes, I don't know. I'm glad you found me, officer. You saved me. They were coming to get me. You remember that Mel Gibson movie? Well, when he was a taxi driver that the government was out to get you. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, you saved me. Thank God. Thank God you got me, officer. So the old man in the front, my uncle, and he's just rolling on. He's a retired truck driver, owner operator. He's used to dodging scales, and back in the old days, you know, I mean, he don't give two wits about a cop or a ticket book or a log book or anything else. You know what I'm saying? He's rolling. Well, my son, the closer we get to this cop car, the slower he gets,
He's and I'm kicking.
Like, dude, now I've got to slow down. And now the old man behind me's got to slow down. I'm like, you need to go, man. You need to go. And we got up there, and thank God this cop had already pulled somebody over for like speeding in the construction zone. You know, he's up there greeting this kid to ride after with a ticket book out. So we got around and got up to the gas station. I told my son, I said, what's the deal? I thought that cop was going to do something. I said, dude, the cop doesn't know you're underage driving illegal on a highway. Only you do. So I told you, this deal, just drive by and wave when you see him. That's what my dad always taught me. No matter what you do, you wave at the police. Okay.
So act like you've been there, right? Act like you've been there before.
When I was a cop, if they waved at me, if something was going on and they waved at me, I pulled them over because they were, you're hiding something. You know what I mean? You're hiding something. So,
so you told him to do the thing. I said, it's the deal, son.
I said, you know, we're out of here. If the cops come after us, I said, let me pull over and you just take it off. You know what I mean? You just keep going, right? Act like you didn't see him.
Yeah, like they were pulling you over, not him.
Yes, like pulling me over. You know what I mean? So anyway, we got that mess. I had to set an alarm. I told you earlier today because it's daylight. You know what I mean? I don't know what time it is out here. It's 3 hours different. So it's 3:49. It's 5:49 because the time switch. One side of the river, the Arizona side of the river is 2 hours off. I'm in the California side of the river, Nevada side of the river, and I think I'm 3 hours off. So there's a confusion. There's some confusion on time zone, which is why I texted you at like 11:30 last night when I was going back to my your phone didn't wake you up, did it?
No, I just got up to go to bed and I was like, oh, I'm not even answering.
Because I was at my aunt's. Yeah. So my son doesn't like to stay at the casino. My youngest boy don't like, the rule follower doesn't like walking through the casino floor to get to the hotel rooms. You know what I mean?
Because he's afraid he'll see some gambling and he's not old enough.
Well, what he really doesn't like is smoke, and a lot of the old casinos still smell like smoke and cigarettes and I don't know. That's just the way he is. If he wants to smell gunpowder and burnt rubber, that's what he wants to smell. And if it's not those two things, he just, you know what I mean? The Duke, he wears the Duke cologne and he dresses and he's
10X. I wonder
style shirts and shit, you know, like he's somebody. Do up.
I wonder, because you know, Nito will listen to this episode, and I wonder if we can. I'm just going to say it right now, so she can take a note. What if we can get? What'd you say? Gunpowder and burnt rubber.
Gunpowder and burnt rubber. Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder. That might be a good candle scent. You think for our listeners?
Other than the fact that you probably set a smoke alarm off and probably feel like the house is on fire. You know what I mean? It's kind of like if you're going down the road and you smell that clutch or something. Remember back in the days when clutch or brakes that had asbestos, you smell it and you go, oh my God, is it my truck?
Well, no, I never, didn't we ever talk about it? I never drove a stick until I was like 23 or something.
How do you write country music or you can't drive a stick?
I've never written a country music song that has anything to do about driving a stick.
You got to live it, like that Blake Shelton song, you've got to live it. You know what I mean?
I was going to ask you, God, there was some country music thing I was going to tell you about, but I can't think of it now. But I wasn't going to say, did you run into any zebras out there in the Arizona desert?
Well, not the four-legged kind, I tell you. So hold on, I haven't even got to the last 3 hours. So I set my phone. Remember, I told you I'm going to set my alarm because the time zone's going to be screwed up. And you understand, I got family out here. They're wanting to eat. They're wanting to go shopping. They're wanting to do fun stuff. And they don't understand what a podcast is or what I do, who I talk to. Do you make any money? You know, there's like it's too many questions for them, right? It's too many questions. And so I told them a while ago, I said, hey, I got to go. I called down to Polaris, made sure that the Polaris dealer here. They had this drive belt. I got on YouTube. I told my boy and the boy that was driving it, my son. And the boy that was driving was my cousin's kid, so he's my second cousin, I guess, technically, or my son's second cousin, however that works. There, I pulled it in Grandpa's garage. I said, I'm going to go, because it started raining, and I was dusty, and then the rain got me. I was kind of muddy. I said, I'm going to run over to the casino, and I'm going to change clothes. I'm going to get some clean clothes, and I go over to my aunt's and do laundry while I'm here, you know. And I know it's behind the scenes, but I'm telling you how I live. And so I got to make some phone calls from work. for work. Of course, my uncle says, at 8 o'clock at night? I'm on your East Coast time, your time. And I had to tell him, because in the space I occupy sometimes is in the energy sector, right? And I tell him energy doesn't sleep. Energy doesn't sleep. And
energy doesn't sleep.
Yeah, that's what we said. Big energy doesn't sleep.
So your son still does not understand how famous you are, really?
I don't want him to know how famous I am. Okay. I don't want them to know they don't need to know anything. They don't need to know anything. I talked to a good friend of mine, reached out to me a couple days ago. I'm going to try to get him on the podcast. He's probably, I shouldn't do it because when we were in high school, he went to a different high school. We're the same age. And he went to we both went to state supported Catholic schools, but his was on one side of the river, mine was on about 10 miles apart, but two totally different worlds. Okay. And he was the best looking man at his high school and my high school. And I'm going to tell you, he has done nothing but get better looking and in better shape.
Why do we want to talk to a guy like that?
I don't know if I want to, but my phone rang the other day. He left me a voicemail. I called him back. And he had talked to my brother about some stuff. It was like, you know how there's people you grew up with and haven't talked to them in a few years. And
oh yeah.
And when you talk to him, it's like you talked to him yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's very successful and travels in. He's got access to, you know, some heavy hitters. And so I talked to him for an hour, and then a couple hours later, he called me back. I talked to him another hour, and down the way out here, I'm getting my days mixed up. Yeah, what's today? Is today Tuesday or Monday?
Today's Tuesday. Okay. Today's Tuesday.
Sunday, I woke up for puking.
I mean, this is going to be hot off the press. Like, yeah. We're literally going to record this, and it's going to go right up. So this is real time.
Within a few hours of throwing up, I was trying to have a conversation. I was in my Ford F-150. It's not really my F-150. It's the F-150 I bought for my wife that I don't let her drive. But with a trailer load of four-wheelers going to Las Vegas from Missouri. So I had a 20-hour ride in front of me. I just puked in my driveway as I was mounting up at 5:30 in the morning. My old lady says, you can't go like this. And I said, just help me get in the truck. And she goes, are you serious? I said, no. Hold on. I'm going to go in the bathroom real quick and take a dump. Because I had it both coming out. My Navy kid had called it Double Dragon. I had it come out of both ends. And when I felt I was empty enough, I got back in the truck and took off. Because that's the way I grew up. You know what I mean? And I thought, well, maybe I'm not 52. Maybe I can still do it. That's what I was thinking. Maybe I can still do it. And I got about 3 hours into that trip. And I looked over at my 14-year-old boy who drives my pickup to go to the mailbox and around the farm, right? That's his. As far as I know, he's never been on asphalt before. And I said, hey, how would you feel about driving? You think you could drive this truck and trailer? And just, I said, you know, we're out here. All you got to do is set the cruise control. And he said, oh, I think I can. Are you serious? And I said, yeah. He goes, oh, I think all I got to do is keep it in the lane, right? And I said, yeah. And no sooner he said that, a guy from right to left was going to come across my bow and look like they were trying to decide whether they're going to stop or not. And I took 54. Through Missouri, US 54 goes from Chicago to El Paso. So I was in Southwest Missouri. I crossed over to Southwest Kansas. There's nothing there. So it's two-lane road, 65-mile-an-hour speed limit for 300 miles to Dalhart, Texas. I mean, there ain't nothing there. And then that spooked him. I said, you got to watch people like that. Well, I don't know. What if I get in a wreck? And then I said, well, you know, I said, technically back in the old days, 12 farm drivers in Kansas only had to be 12. And I said, well, we can lie to them and tell them you just farm, excuse me. And I said, well, I get in trouble. And I said, well, in Missouri, if you get caught driving without your license, you can't get your license until you're 18. Well, I don't want to drive. I said, so you're going to make your sick old man drive? He put his AirPods on, kicked his seat back, went to sleep. And my buddy had called me a couple days. Anyway, so thank you.
You ain't nothing but an enabler. That's all I can say.
Hey, you know, when I was 30 years ago.
That poor kid. Met,
30 years ago, I used to meet what I perceived to be dumbass old men that didn't give a shit about nothing. And maybe I'm kind of turning into one of them, right? I'm just trying to, you know, them old drunks that say, one day at a time, right? And that's the way I'm living some days. I think I'm tired, I'm wore out, and I don't know if I just want to lay down and die or just, I just want to be left alone. And so I can't even tell you Saturday that rolled into Sunday that turned into me puking. You know what I mean? I had a 12 or 14, I don't know. I had a giant weekend. I had a giant weekend where I was doing kid things. I got baseball. I got football. I got tennis. I've got the titans of industry bearing down on me every day on one end, and I've got the levers of power in the political arena and the other one bearing down on me. And all I want to do is pet my dogs and watch Rick Stein cook, okay? And I can't do it. So Ed, my buddy Ed, called me and saved me because then I got tired, and he called me, and me and him talked for hours on end, and I introduced him to the podcast, and he's like, "What do you mean podcast?" And I said, and when I hung up the phone with him, he told me, "Dude, I'm so glad I called you. You're one of the most interesting guys that I think I've ever met." And this guy's met a lot of people, right? And I thought that's a good term of endearment, right? And you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and I've talked to his little brother a multiple times, but he's like me. He moved away to make his fortunes, and he called me back yesterday when I was coming out of Flagstaff, Arizona. And he's, "My God, I wish you would have never told me about that podcast you guys do." I said, "Why?" He goes, "I've done nothing but listen to it." He said, "I don't watch anything." She's about to go on a 17-mile run, and she's going to listen to you the whole time.
Oh, God.
So that made my knees hurt. Okay.
Thinking about the run? Thinking about the run?
Thinking about his wife, like third removed. Yeah. So just the thought of his wife running made me hurt.
It's making me
and
hurt.
And I told
right
him, I said, "You know, I said, I'm going to tell you, man." I said, because he complimented me, he said, "You know, I think, again, you're one of the most interesting people I ever know. And I've talked to some people. And I know some of the circles he travels in, right? But I didn't mention it, but he had to bring it up." And he said, "And you know, I've been with President Trump." And I said, "I would like to think I'm as interesting as him." And then he said, you are. That's what he said. So he told me that I was as interesting as President Trump. And so that made me feel good. And I told him how great he looked. And I said, because he had reached out, he had friended or whatever. I'm on Facebook, so I don't know how that shit works. But he had linked up with my wife because my wife had come in one day and said, "Who's this guy?" And I said, "Well, you know, his brother so-and-so. And his mom, so-and-so, and his uncle, you know what I mean?" And I give him the whole thing, you know how a small town is, where you know everybody's everybody, right? My old lady was like, "I don't care about all that, but man, he's good looking. How old is he?" And I said, "Oh, a couple months older than me." And she goes, "No way."
Well, that just made you feel.
So I told him that, and you know what he said? He said, "Well, you're still probably pretty slim and fit, ain't you?" I said, "Let me put the window down so I can puke again. Are you shitting me?"
You're not selling.
The only thing,
the only thing on me
is my attention span.
You're not selling me on the fact of having this good-looking, in-shape guy that's our age.
Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Think Patrick Duffy in his prime.
Oh, geez. Mm-hmm. I mean.
And he's got more stories. He's got, but whether he'll tell them or not, that's the problem. Because I told him, I said, man, I'd love to get you on, but you know, a lot of people get mic fried. Now, some of the stories, I mean, this guy, you know, I joked a couple episodes ago and I said I was ripped with Yellowstone. Remember, I said, yeah. I joked that a couple.
Well, I know. This guy, I got some text messages and emails were like, really? That's
now this guy is close to a real live rip. I mean, he manages some agricultural and ranches and livestock operations that are big. Okay. And
That might be interesting. So,
he cut his teeth with 4-H steers and heifers and
the 80s,
because we were talking about the 80s and the, you know, we grew up in the 80s and he had an 85 K30 one ton dually four-wheel drive, which, and this is, we're talking 88 89, right? 87 mm-hmm. 88 89, you know, we turned 16 and he was born in 70, I was born in 71, so 86 87 time slot. But I told him, because you know the American Royal is in Kansas City, but the National Western Stock Show is out in Denver. I don't know if you're familiar with it. So when him and his brother was in high school, I mean, they were showing cattle at the national level, at the Houston Livestock Show, at the National Finals, or at the American Royal in Kansas City, at the at Denver. I mean, and I said, can you believe we drove all in Denver in them old junky trucks, old square bodies? Because I told him my son wanted a square body. He was redoing a 91 Dodge first gen diesel, and he'd reached out to my brother about some car parts or some diesel parts or whatever, and that segued into him calling me, and he said, yeah, I'm still driving one of them old trucks, I like them. And I said, can you believe all the shit we used to drive? No air conditioning, you know what I mean? Four speeds. Of course, now I'm telling you, and you didn't have one, but anyway, but some of those stories we can't tell.
They didn't make 75 Pacers.
He was set up down at the Osage County Fair, and this is probably 1988, 89. I don't think it was 90. It was probably 88 or the summer of 89. Probably the summer of 89. I'm getting my days, years mixed up. But he said, you ought to enter something. I said, well, I don't really have anything. You know, I grew up when I was young. We showed a lot of mules and mammoth jacks and jennies, which is a whole different story. So one of the things they were going to have was a forage competition, right? Well, the next day, me and a friend of his named Jay, which we're all kind of the same, I was going through a town called Rich Fountain, Missouri, and there was a big 18-wheeler place, probably like your mom and stepdad's, right? Got all these farm trucks. And on the very end was an 18-wheeler full of alfalfa from, I don't know, somewhere. Square bales, little square bales. You know what an 18-wheeler was, just little square bales look like. And I pulled in that parking lot. Me and Jay stole one, drove it over to the fair, and entered it at the Double J Hay and Forage Company. And we didn't even place. And they came up to us, and you know what they told me? You would have, on hay quality, you would have won. But we know you guys must have stole that because we've never seen you with a hay bale ever or something. I don't know, some shit like that. What do you think of that? They disqualified our stolen hay bale because they didn't think we built bailed it.
No, wait a second. Well, you know, that's the way the fairs are. County fairs are.
They're all political. They're all political.
They're all political.
They're all political. They're all political. So anyway, which leads us all the way full circle back to Laughlin, Nevada, where I got a broke down ATV over my uncle's, and I worked my way over to the hotel. I'm on the 15th floor here at the beautiful Aquarius Casino and Resort, which is where I like to stay. It's the Best Western brand property. So any of you guys out here, you can come here. This is where I like it. Now, Don Laughlin, I think, owns it. But next door, he's got the Riverside Casino, which I really like because he's got a giant, not really a billboard. What are they called when the lights, you know, like a
marquee.
Yes, it's got like white. It's got like a million white light bulbs that flash different stuff, right? And I come around the corner a while ago, and it said Loser's Lounge.
Ooh, I'd like to have a T-shirt from Loser's Lounge.
And I pulled up, and I was trying to get stopped, and my light turned red. I got my phone out. I put my window down, and I was trying to take a picture of it, and it flashed a million things, you know, primary buffet and blah, 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 blah. But I said, you know, that's my Substack right there. That's the next venture I do, I'm going to call it Loser's Lounge. And I was so happy about it. I rolled in here. I got my window down because it's 75 degrees and it feels like summertime. You know, I got classic 90s on the 80s or 90s on the F-150. I'm going to have enough time to run in, take a shower, turn my computer on, get ready to call Shane for the podcast. So I jump out of the shower. I dry off. I got what I have, 10 or 12 minutes to spare when I texted you and said I'm almost ready, right? I was early because I had turned my computer on before I got in the shower, and I got out, booted up. I got my little card thing, and I had free internet because I'm like a Best Western Diamond or Gold, whatever they call it, Platinum. I don't know, right? Because I stayed so many, because I always stay at the Best Western for other reasons besides this. But and then I turned on my computer, and that thing just spun and spun and spun and spun. Finally got it up. When you finally called me, I went from 14 minutes early to right on time. You know, and then I'm answering and you can't hear me and I'm going to my audio. Normally I use a headset, as you well know. Well, I didn't bring my headset with me because I guess I didn't. And I don't know how to tell that computer. You know, I would have thought, hey, it's smart enough. Dude, if the thing ain't plugged in, we ain't using the headset. That's what I want to tell Microsoft. That's what I want to tell Bill Gates. I want to climb in that freaking computer and stomp the hell out of them programmers to say, if it ain't plugged in, it ain't here. Because I can hear you on the computer speakers. And then, so what I got to do is I got to hurry up and get dressed because I was just halfway dressed when I called you, or, you know, when we started them. So I went in and pulled my boots on and got the rest of the way dressed. And I got to go through 16, 15 floors down. I'm tearing my dirty laundry in my hand because they didn't have any plastic bags in the thing. I walked through the bank, you know, 15 floors down. I get on the elevator, and this old gal that looks one step above a bag lady is on it.
In the casino, okay.
And I'm on the 15th floor, and she's disheveled, and she's just wore out looking. Her outfit, sauna, everything is just wore out looking. And she's trying to hit close on the elevator doors as fast as they come open. But I jumped on there, and she, you know how people hit the close button?
Oh, yeah.
She's hitting the close button, and they close, and it immediately reopens. And as it reopens, I say, well, I guess it didn't see me get on, or whatever. She looked at me with these nicotine-stained teeth and a grin, and she said, maybe it's a ghost.
What?
And the door started closing. I said, well, I hope so. And it got to the what? It got to the bottom of the first floor, nonstop 15 floors, which is another, you know, which is ironic on a way, you know, bing. And she goes, come on, Mr. Ghost, let's go win some. And she walked out on that bank, a one-armed bandit, you know, bing, 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 bing. And I thought, what kind of altered reality? I'd seen a meme earlier today that said Earth was the insane asylum for space. You know, I guess meaning that there's crazy people all over the world, they just send them here, which is why the place is full of dipshit. So, and then I got to go across this parking lot, weave over here to the pickup, and fire it up and get my phone. And it's like, dude, I could use this, but my phone is better than anything. So here we are. And that's why when you started that thing, when you answered or you started it up, you started to say, normally we do a little, what we're going to talk about, where I said, let's just go hit record because I'm spun up.
Well,
what are we going to talk about?
I don't know. I think we already talked about it, didn't we?
Ben, you're the guy with the button, not me.
I don't know. I think we've caught everybody up on your vacation.
It ain't a vacation. It's not even a. I don't even know what it is. You know, see, it's kid entertainment over spring break is what my stuff is. You know, yeah, kid entertainment over spring break.
Oh boy. Well, so did you know zebras in the Arizona desert? We never answered that question.
No, I sent you that thing. I couldn't figure out what was the guy doing inside the fence.
From the sounds of it, he was an older guy, and he had been raising zebras for years and years and years, and that was the only.
Owned them.
Yeah, he owned them. Yeah, he was raising zebras, and the male zebra. It was the only male zebra, I think, and it attacked it. At first, they thought it had severed his arm when they got there.
Zebras are very, very close to the donkey or the. You heard me say show mammoth jacks earlier. Jackets, mammoth jacks will hurt each other a lot of times, sometimes to the death. You know, you see these, and we got them in Missouri a bunch, where these people that have a lot of sheep or goats, instead of putting Pyrenees dogs in there, they'll put a big donkey or two or Jack or Jenny or something there. And they're nothing to be trifled with for whatever reason. You reading about a story?
No, I did. No, I actually, somebody sent me something.
You reading my fan mail?
No, somebody's giving me grief about a Bigfoot picture.
Well, I know one thing. If he had an 03 Metalworks knife, he could have fended that donkey, that zebra off.
You know? Is that a plug?
That's a plug.
Hey, I didn't send you the picture, did I? Did I
picture what?
From the IMDb page. DB, what am I saying?
No,
that right?
What picture from your page or who's mine?
No, hold on, I'm gonna send it to you.
Did they reach out to us and say, hey, we'll straighten your page out and not charge you?
No, nobody has sent that. But I think you'll get a kick.
I don't know if I'm interested, Deb. Go ahead.
I think I'm gonna send this to you. I'm gonna wanna hear your reaction on the air. I think you'll get a kick of who I'm listed with in the cast of this movie we just did. Did you get it?
I don't know. Hold on a second. Now, I'm trying not to overload my phone because
you're out in the middle of the desert. And
I'm out in the desert. Okay. Whoa.
Go down a little
bit. No way. You talking to one above you?
Yeah.
I'm hoping to see you.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say, man.
How about that?
I don't even know what to say. You know? That speaks for itself right there. You know, good guys finish first. That's all I can say. Good guys finish first.
That's right.
But he got to play himself and you got to play whatever you got to play.
I got to play Jonah.
Well, I guess it's better than playing the devil. Maybe. I don't know. I can't wait till the movie comes out.
I unfortunately don't get to have any scenes with him. I didn't even get to meet him on set. So,
you shouldn't have said that.
No, I'll probably get to meet him at the premiere. But I didn't get to meet him on set. But
I told you my biggest regret. What kind of character deal? He played himself.
Played himself as a prisoner. He was a prisoner in the movie.
One of my biggest regrets is I was with Laura Dern. I could touch her. For 45 minutes on a set, and I didn't even talk to her. Sorry, I'm putting a piece of gum in my mouth. Audience, I know that's probably a no-no, but anyway.
That probably is. When this gets sent to Phil...
He'll put that out. He'll tell me to quit. Here, I'm going to take it back out.
He'll be like...
I'm going to take it back out. I normally don't chew gum, but I got gum the other day on the drive out here because I was so freaking tired. I needed something to stay awake since I couldn't talk my kid into driving for me.
Isn't that awful? You know how many times I've driven on long trips where you get to that point where you know you shouldn't be driving, but you're just like, yes. I don't have to. And then we wonder why people just get in terrible crashes.
And I pulled over to get gas, and more than anything, I had to go to the bathroom because I had about every 120, 150 miles, I had to. It was like I prepped for colonoscopy. I had diarrhea, but then it gets empty and you go, okay, is it just gas or do I really have to go? So we pulled in this place, and this is after me and him. And we've only, in this whole journey, we went, I don't know what we've been driving, 4 or 5 hours. We're in the middle of Kansas, and we've only passed one cop. He said, well, we've only passed one cop. I said, technically we passed two. There was one up there and one over here. Well, I didn't see the first one. I said, well, you were sleeping. So we go in this place, and I tell him, it's a one-stall bathroom, and some, I don't know, you're just out there, right? And they got these old fat, dark-headed gals, and I don't know if they're Indians or Mexicans or whatever, but they're friendly, and they're doing everything but checking people out. They're talking shit and doing whatever, and I tell my son, you go bathroom first because I might be there a while. Huh?
What? Another bathroom?
Yeah, my journey out here was bathroom breaks and junk food. And not really junk food because I didn't hardly eat anything because I think on the whole thing I might have had what I had. I had four waters, a Sprite. I had four waters, a Sprite, and some maybe a chocolate milk. So yes, I pulled in that place. So anyway, he went in the bathroom and came right out, and I went in there and sat for a while and rethought all my life choices. And then I got out, and I walked out there, and I got a little six-pack of donuts, you know, and chocolate milk, because I thought, man, do I even want this, or is this going to make me sick? And I thought, you know, you've already puked four times this morning and crap three, so how's it going to get any worse? So then I get up there, and I'm in line, a bunch of ne'er-do-wells buying single cigarettes. You know, they make, you know, like the little, what were those?
Wait a second, you buy single cigarettes?
They're like Swisher Sweets, like little cigarros and bullshit, you know what I mean? And which I think I talked about that last week, right? What goes wrong? Didn't I talk on the podcast last week about it? Or maybe that was a conversation I had with my brother, that what goes on in your life when you got $4.50 or whatever. I watched a dude count all this change out on the thing to get, you know, a can of Red Bull and two of these single cigars or whatever. I don't know. You know, I almost gave him a 20 and said, dude, buy a pack or something. So I'm jacking around. I'm watching these two old gals and they're not checking them out. They're not real. There's a self-checker at this gas station. You know, like at Walmart, they've got a thing. You scan your own thing and the little thing goes beep, beep, and sends out your change. So why they had two of them working, I don't know. They were railing on some dude that I don't know, broke up with one of them or shacked up with the other. I don't know what they had men problems. That everybody problems, but calories and tattoos were not a problem to them. And I got back out in the truck, and my son goes, I think I can get away with driving. And I said, you sure? And he said, those girls thought I was 21. They tried to tell me if I bought a 40 ounce of something that was on sale, I got an automatic pack of something, some kind of little baby cigars. And I said, what'd you tell them? And she said, well, you know, we have this deal going on. If you buy a 40 of whatever it was, you get this for $10. I don't remember what it was, $7, $7.99. I said, what did you tell her? And he goes, well, I told her, I'm not old enough. She goes, you're not 21? He goes, how? No, how old do you think I am? She goes, oh, about 22, 23. And he goes, I'm 14.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the From the Shadows podcast. Until next time, never shy away from the darkness. Or what may be lurking in the shadows. We are out.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELDWIN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELDWIN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.